Amen. Book of Psalms, the 103rd Psalm. Psalm 103, a Psalm of David. Said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is in me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Everybody say, forget not his benefits. I want to preach this morning about the benefits of the redeemed. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. You know, in this day and time, when you apply for a job, sometimes the benefits are just as great as the salary. Amen. There's all kind of benefits that can come with a job. And so one of the questions that people are interested in today is, what are the benefits? Even David did that. You know, when he went out to fight Goliath, you remember? He asked the question. He said, what shall be done? In other words, what are the benefits? I'm going to go out there and whoop up on this big dude. What's the benefits if I do? Amen. And so they gave him the benefits. Amen. But I want to talk to you today about the benefits of the redeemed. You have some benefits today that nobody in this world that's not redeemed has. There are benefits to serving God. Amen. More than just fire insurance. Amen. There's benefits to serving God. Amen. Let's look at it. Look at the next verse. He said, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. That's a benefit. Anybody here have any sins that have been forgiven? Anybody got a shameful past that's been erased? Anybody have some guilt that God has dealt with? Anybody had some shackles of some old bad habits that God broke for you and set you free? Hallelujah. Gave you a new chance and a new opportunity. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad today for sins forgiven. Amen. 1 John chapter 1, verse 6 through 9 said, if we say, now I want you to get that. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. Woo! Oh, John just kind of nailed it there, didn't he? If he's saying that you're in fellowship with Jesus and you're walking in darkness, he said, you're a liar. Woo. And do not the truth. I didn't say that. John did. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship. We don't say we have fellowship. We have fellowship one with the other. And the blood of Jesus Christ is constantly cleansing us from our sin. And then he starts again. He said, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Hey, one of the benefits of serving God today is to have your sins forgiven. Amen. Praise God. I talked to somebody this week that didn't feel like they could be forgiven. That's not what that verse says. It said that if we confess our sin, it doesn't have anything to do with Johnny Grissom. It has to do with his faithfulness and his justice. He is faithful and he is just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Well, I don't feel forgiven. I don't see anything about feeling there. I just said, I don't see anything about feeling there. All I see is a promise. All I see is the word of God. All I see is what thus saith the Lord. It's all about him. It's about his faithfulness. It's about his justice. It's about his mercy. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's all about him. To God be the glory. Amen. So he said, the first thing that I get when I come to Jesus, the first benefits, but just forgiveness. How, isn't that awesome? Praise God. I'm so glad that I've been forgiven. I've been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission, the removal, amen, of my sins, the blotting out of my transgressions. That's what that's all about. Praise God. And then look at the next benefit. He said, and he healeth all thy diseases. Amen. Brother Grissom, I've had this disease all my life. Well, if you don't get healed, you're going to be healed over there. One way or the other, you're going to get healing. I've heard people say, well, they didn't get healed. If they're redeemed, they did. Praise God. Now, I don't know if this is a man's story. I can't verify this fact, but I heard a man say that he had a vision of heaven, and he loved his grandfather. And his grandfather had had an accident and had some fingers that had been cut off. And so that was one thing I always remember about his granddad's. He didn't have some fingers missing, you know. And whenever he had this car accident and he says he was caught up to heaven and he saw his grandfather there. And he said when he saw his grandfather, his hand was whole, had all of his fingers. Praise God. I'd call that healing, wouldn't you? Amen. I believe that. I believe that people that have to struggle with some kind of deformity in this life, when they get over there, they're not going to have that deformity. People that may have some mental capacity that is diminished, when they get over to heaven, that's all going to be gone. Alzheimer's, old-timers, part-timers, it's not going to matter. It's all going to be healed. Hallelujah. Because he healeth all of our diseases. Amen. But it's not just for over there. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Amen. We still believe healing, don't we? Anybody been healed? Anybody been touched by the hand of God? Hallelujah. I thank God for healing today. I'm here because of healing. Amen. If it wasn't for the healing of God, I wouldn't be here. Yeah, man, I've had some things that should have killed me several times. But God said, not yet. Hallelujah. So we're still here. Amen. He heals our diseases. That's a benefit of serving God, is healing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Redemption. And look at the next verse. He said, who redeemeth thy life from destruction? This is a lovely word. The word redeem means to buy back, to pay a price for. Amen. Redemption. Some of you remember redemption centers. Anybody remember gold bond stamps and S&H green stamps? If you lived in the day of stamps, and you understand what redemption is. Every time you bought gas or groceries and you went to a station that had stamps, they'd give you, you bought so much, they'd give you so many stamps, and you lick those things and stick them in a book. Amen. And you got a catalog, and you got the redemption catalog, and you looked it up, man, you found something in there. It would be 6 books of stamps, or 8 books of stamps, or 12 books of stamps, and you saved up that many books of stamps, and you headed down to the redemption center, and you gave them your books of stamps, and you redeemed a sewing machine. Praise God. Whatever needed redeeming, you redeemed it because you had what it took. You paid the price to get that. Amen. I want you to know the Bible says that we are not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold. Amen. But the Bible says, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, as a lamb without spot and without blemish. What know you not? Your body is not is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. You have of God, not your own. For you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are the Lord's. Amen. We've been bought with something, folks. You've been redeemed. You've been redeemed. You've been bought back. Hallelujah. Thank God for redemption. The Bible says we were sold under sin. It was as if we were on the auction block, and the auctioneer was auctioning, and he brought down the gavel, and we were sold under sin. Sin bought us. We were under its domain. We were under its rule. We were under its bondage. And we could not break free until the Redeemer came. Hallelujah. Amen. And he paid a price that I could not pay. He paid a price that he did not owe. And he bought me back from sin. Amen. We have been bought. Hallelujah. And thank God we're redeemed today. That's a benefit of serving God. Redemption. Hallelujah. Praise God. I love this. Psalm 23:6. Amen. And here also in this fourth verse, he said, he crowneth thee. Everybody say, crowneth thee with loving kindness. Hesed. And tender mercy. Amen. I love that word. I don't know that I get all of it, but I like the word loving kindness. Those are two of my favorite words put together. And one complements and magnifies the other. God is not just loving, but he is kind. And God is not just kind, but he is loving. Loving kindness. Kindness that is qualified by the unsearchable love of God. Amen. That really defies definition. I can't really grasp that. Amen. The loving kindness of God. And then he said, tender mercies. Amen. God has mercy, tenderly has mercy. He's not forced to do it. God doesn't, he's not, I've heard people say that. God is bound by his word. I despise that statement. I understand its validity, and I understand that's true. But what a thing to say about God. God doesn't act because he's bound by his word. God doesn't say, well, I don't want to forgive you, but I said I would. So now I guess I have to. That's not what that's saying. God doesn't do things out of that kind of an ugly spirit. Not because he's bound to do it. God does things because he loves to do it. Amen. Whenever you come down here, you're bawling and squalling, and you're so sorry for sin. God doesn't reluctantly forgive you. Out of his loving kindness, out of his tender mercy, he forgives you because he delights in it, and he loves it, and he wants to do it. Amen. If you think God's reluctant and you can pull him around like some kind of a thing on a string by his word because he made some promises, you have a warped understanding of God. That's not how God is at all. Amen. Praise God. God is he's loving and he's kind and he's tender and he's merciful. And that's what he wants us to be. Is that not true? I said, that's how God wants us to be. Check your spirit. Are you loving? Are you kind? Are you tender-hearted? Are you forgiving? Are you merciful? Then you're like Jesus Christ. If you're judgmental and you're cold, then you're not like Jesus Christ. If you look for excuses to condemn people instead of encourage people and lift people up and help people, then you're not like Jesus Christ. If you go around with a magnifying glass looking for things in people's life that you can gossip about, you're not like Jesus Christ. If you measure people by your own righteousness and you say, you're not doing as good as I'm doing, you're not like Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, that's good preaching, Brother Grissom. Woo, that'll get me saved. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The Bible said, I loved what David said. He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. That's a benefit of serving God. Some of you, before you serve God, that wasn't what was following you. You didn't dare close your eyes or turn your back. Some of you still won't sit with your back to the door. Because there's some stuff following you that's not goodness and it's not mercy. Amen. But David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. When I'm young, goodness and mercy. When I'm middle age, goodness and mercy. When I'm old, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I don't know about you, but that's a good benefit. Amen. To lay down on my bed and close my eyes, and all I can see is goodness and mercy. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. Isn't that good? Amen. I'm talking about benefits of serving God here. That ought to be worth a whole lot to everybody. Amen. Praise God. And then the last benefit that I want to talk about here, he said, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. Amen. I am one of those people that enjoys the good things God puts in my mouth. I like it. I like steak. I like hamburger. I like chicken. I don't care for chiguito. I can do without liver. Amen. But fried okra and fried green tomatoes. Amen. And you know what I'm talking about. Amen. And coconut cream pie and Hershey bars. Amen. And amen. I mean, the Bible said he satisfies my mouth with good things. Is that a misinterpretation of that verse? Amen. And in other words, he feeds you daily. Amen. David said, I once was young, but now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Amen. God takes care of us. Yes, amen. Praise God. And it says that he satisfied. Everybody say satisfies. That's awesome. Amen. You can eat and not be satisfied. If you eat something that wasn't what you wanted, you can eat till your belly's full and you still won't be satisfied. I don't know if you've ever had this, but have you ever opened a can and on the outside it said green beans, and on the inside it was something else. You're like, oh. And you just, you know, you're ready. Your taste buds were all ready for green beans. And then you open it up and it's spinach. It's like, that wasn't what I wanted. Amen. But the Bible said he satisfies. He satisfies. Only Jesus can satisfy, right? Amen. Lanny Wolf wrote a song back in the 80s. Only Jesus can satisfy your soul. And he's right. Amen. So he satisfied thy mouth with good things. And then he said, so that thy youth is renewed. Renewed. Like the eagles. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're talking about the spirit here. Praise God. There are some things I can't do physically as well as I did before. But I can do things better spiritually than I've ever done in my life. Right? That I have weakness physically. But spiritually, I'm stronger than I was when I was young. I can do things that I couldn't do when I was young. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so he said he renews my youth as an eagle. Now, it's interesting he uses the word the eagle there. Perhaps you've heard me speak on this before, but let me just say it again. An eagle renews himself every year. He goes to a solitary place, and he'll go over to the face of a rock, and he will smash his beak until it breaks off of his face. And his feathers fall out. And he's ugly. He's getting rid of his old feathers. And they call that molting. And so he's all mottled. And he's ugly. And he doesn't want anybody to see him. But you know what happens? He grows a new beak. Amen. And he grows new feathers. And whenever he comes out of that season of molting, he's renewed. He's a brand new eagle. He looks better than he did before. His beak represents power, and he has more power than he did before. And he comes out renewed, and he comes out strong. So that's what he's saying there. That's a benefit of serving God. You're going to get older. Look at me, brother. You're going to get older. If God's merciful, you're going to be like me someday. Amen. Praise God. It's going to happen. Some of you know what I'm talking about. We look in the mirror and think, Lord, in the mercy, what happened? You know, things change. Amen. That's not who I was expecting to see. Amen. Because on the outside, but I'm telling you on the inside, Brother Hart, I'm stronger now than I was when I was 20 or 40. Amen. I'm stronger now than I was then. Praise God. I'm more excited today. I have more spiritual energy today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because there's that renewal process that's going on the inside of me. And one of these days, I'll have a new body. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll match on the outside what I got on the inside. Hallelujah. Right now, it doesn't match up. Praise God. Amen. I thank God for that. Hallelujah. I remember Brother Pugh preaching when he was in his 80s. And he said, you've heard it said that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. He said, but this old dog is dying to learn. You know why? Because he was young on the inside. Hallelujah. Brother Bill Dean was too weak to get out of the bed, but his feet were moving under the covers. And one of his sons looked at him and said, Daddy, are you dancing? He said, yep. Hey, man, you know why? Because on the outside he couldn't do it, but on the inside he was being renewed, and he was strong. I'm talking about benefits of the redeemed today. Amen. You get old on the outside, but you don't have to get old on the inside. Amen. You don't have to get grumpy. Hallelujah. Amen. You can be 80 and not be grumpy. You can be 90 and not be grumpy. You can be 30 and not be grumpy. You can be 15 and not be grumpy. I've heard all of them. I've heard grumpy young people. I've heard grumpy middle-aged people. And I've heard grumpy old people. Amen. I don't want to get grumpy. Amen. I want to stay sweet. I want to stay kind. Amen. Praise God. So I just want a daily be renewed. Hallelujah. He renews your strength like the eagle. That beautiful verse, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. They shall, what? Mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. Praise God. Those are benefits of serving God. Those are benefits of serving God. Hallelujah. Nothing like serving the Lord today. Benefits of the redeemed. Praise God. And that's just here. We hadn't even got to the other side. Amen. Praise God. Now, the benefits of serving God. Jesus hanging on a cross. Nails in his hands. Nails in his feet. Crown of thorns on his head. A thoughtless, angry crowd at his feet. Hurling accusations, profanities his direction. But he could lift up his face and say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. That's a benefit of the redeemed. He didn't die bitter. He didn't die full of hatred, vehemence. Stephen, people actually got so angry they gnashed on him like a dog with teeth, throwing big rocks, crushing the life out of his body. But he could just lift up his head and say, Father, don't lay this sin to their charge. Amen. Just put this in mercy's account. Amen. That's a benefit of the redeemed. No bitterness. No guile. No hatred. None of that. Even in the face of death. Praise God. That's a benefit of the redeemed. This mortal shall put on immortality. And this corruption shall put on incorruption. Amen. That's a benefit of the redeemed. Hallelujah. Trading temporal life for eternal life. The terrestrial for the celestial. Amen. I'll be trading this life for eternal life. That's the benefit of the redeemed. Let's stand together today. Aren't you glad you're redeemed today? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that I've been redeemed. Amen. By the blood of the Lamb. Amen. By the Spirit of God, He has redeemed us today. He bought us. He purchased us. Amen. And the Bible said He daily He loads us. He loads us with benefits every day. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. You got to understand this, Brother Chris Ward. When you get up in the morning, God's ready to load your wagon. Amen. He said, all right, you're going to need some mercy today, so here's some mercy. You're going to need some loving and kindness. I'm going to heap some on you right now. Amen. Everything you're going to need, you're going to need some patience. So I'm going to give you some patience. Amen. You're going to need a bunch of grace today. So I'm going to load you with grace. If you'll let God, He'll load your wagon every day for what you need. Amen. You're not going to face anything in your day. But if you'll let God, He'll load you with what you need. He'll load you with benefits every single day of your life. He'll load you with benefits. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm redeemed by love divine. Oh, glory, glory. Christ is mine, all to Him I now resign, 'cause I have been redeemed.